So wait, now this one, this Ariana, what's her last name?
Maddox.
Does anybody call her Ariana Maddox, or do most people call her Ariana?
Ariana.
Yeah, how does she get to be the number one Ariana? Because when people talk about Ariana Grande, they call her Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And well, Ariana Huffington, I'd be the maddest Ari. Of all if I were her, you know?
I think if you say Ari, people would know you're talking about Ariana Grande.
Grande, yes.
And that's also in the New York Times crossword puzzle a lot. Mm.
Okay. All right, fine. So what happened?
Oh, so I went on this podcast called Reality Bites. It's my favorite podcast. Right. It's done by these producers who produce reality TV, and they've worked on Bravo shows, and one of them was actually worked at Bravo. She actually was an intern at Gawker in like 2008.
Okay.
So it's my favorite podcast about like Bravo stuff because they make the most sense and they give a producer's perspective, which I love also because, you know, I've made television before and I've like, you know, I know how like the sausage gets made and they bring that perspective.
So you can talk shop.
Well, yeah, but no, but they bring that perspective to the conversation
which is
absent in every other Bravo
thing. Of course. Yes.
So it like, it's not like fandom. It's more like sports analysis. You know what I mean? It's more like how like a, like an ex sports star would like be, you know, on the, whatever those shows are called, you know, how there's like guys talking.
Yeah. Like commentators. Like, I don't know what those shows are called. Like football.
Wasn't it called Sports Sesh on Eastbound and Down?
Probably. Sports Sesh. What is that? The long running ESPN show.
Pardon the interruption.
No. Sports Center. Isn't SportsCenter their, isn't that their news program?
I don't know. I wouldn't know, but I've heard of it. Because they go in on episodes. They'll talk like 2.5 hours on one episode, and I love it.
Jesus.
Yeah. So we did that. We talked like 2.5 hours about one episode.
How long does that episode run when they post it?
They just post it.
They don't edit?
No.
Okay.
So I went on, and I was talking about Vanderpump Rules, this Vanderpump Rules episode. And people have been just like ripping apart these two girls from Vanderpump Rules because they're not like 100% completely in support of Ariana. They're in support of
Ariana
her.
Ariana was the Scandoval. So she was the one that he left.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Sheena is the one that got a restraining order because she punched the girl in the face that was cheating with Scandoval.
Who punched? Ariana punched her?
No, Sheena.
Oh, Sheena
was in New York with her. They were doing Watch What Happens
Sheena
Live.
Sheena punched Ariana?
Raquel, the other woman.
Okay, the other woman.
But she's a good friend.
Sheena's friends with Ariana.
Yes.
Okay.
They're like best friends. And people have just been so mean to Sheena and Lala because Sheena and Lala have been doing scenes with
Lala?
Lala is the other girl who I really, really like, actually. She's had some of the best like quotes. She started
the
show
friend.
And she was really, really young. Yeah. She was with that guy, Randall Emmett, that Hollywood producer that the LA Times did a huge long piece about him. He's like allegedly awful, like, you know, casting couch situations, all this other shit. And so she left him. Like, she would say really good stuff. Like in the past, she'd be like, I've gotten really into reading lately. Stuff like that.
Believable.
Yeah. But I really like her because she's grown a lot. Like, she's been on the show for so long now. She's like a mother and she's like 31, but you know, she's been on the show since she was like 23 or something.
Right.
Because they've been filming scenes with Tom Sandoval. These girls online,
they've been filming scenes with him.
Yes. Well, they're filming a fucking show.
But people are mad that they're in scenes with him.
Yes.
They're supposed to like be,
they're supposed to have solidarity with her and not speak
protesting.
To him whatsoever.
Oh, they're not doing,
ice him out.
Are they being nice to him?
They're being human.
Okay.
They're not being, they've already taken him to task. They've already said their mind.
Have a show to make.
Exactly. They had already said
they
their mind.
They have to interact.
Exactly. They've said their mind. They've had their arguments with him and they had more arguments with him. And then now they're at this place where like, they just want to be able to exist comfortably and be in scenes with him. And they don't have to have like a deep friendship or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And this is infuriating. Girls, and they're like, they're jealous of her. They're just jealous.
This is a very kind of Taylor Swifty kind of obsession.
Yes, they're so similar to Swifties. That's when Jamie said that Ariana is the Taylor Swift.
Oh, I see. Yes, now I understand. Yeah. Right.
So, and
you think she would like that?
I think she would like that.
Right. There's a lot of girls that would like that.
Actually, the girls who do the Reality Bites podcast would like that. They love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So, all right. There is this like thing that happened on Vanderpump Rules where Ariana has a dog. She's still living in the house with Tom Sandoval. and it's been a long ass time. She only just moved out, and it's like been over a year.
Okay.
So
what did she, why?
That's what Lala's been asking questions, and people don't like that she's asking questions. Like, she's like, why? Just get out of the house. Just get out of the, you. That's toxic.
A year.
Yeah, it's toxic. You can't be there. It, two months. Leave. Yeah,
totally.
Like, just get another place. And it's like, she was getting all those brand deals and everything. Yeah. Like, she was doing okay. She could have done it.
Yeah.
And she wasn't paying the mortgage. From what I can tell, she's a slob. Like, her room, her bedroom, which she does not share with him anymore. So it's a total disaster every time the cameras are in there. Mm-hmm. And she lets it be seen like that when the cameras are in there. So you know it's even worse when they're not in there. She,
it is surprising what people will think is acceptable.
Right.
When you enter their living situation.
Right.
Often. I find myself often surprised. There was a tweet my friend sent me and was like making fun of it. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, this is particular, but I actually agree with it. This is from Redhead Musk, M-U-S-C boy on X. If having someone over for a hookup, your place should be cleaned and you should be freshly showered. Anyone who comes to me, my place is spotless. I smell good. There's a glass of water for you and music on.
Right.
It's respect. Your place looks like a hoarder house. If your place looks like a hoarder house, you need to reschedule.
Boxes everywhere, you know?
I'm okay with like a little bit of mess where I'm talking about men after all.
Right.
A little bit of clutter, a little bit of like not perfectly, like you didn't like clean right before I got here. But there's that, and then there's
so Ariana mess. Like had takeout that she left on her nightstand, like chicken satay with like the skewers and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, sure.
And her dog got into the room she's blaming Tom Sandoval because he opened the door to the room because he needed to get in there to fix the air conditioning.
Did the dog get hurt?
The dog ate the stuff and then she had to go to like take the dog to the emergency vet and it was like a $6,000 bill.
Oh, well,
which I think
she paid it, right?
Yeah, but I think also he is always offering to just buy his way back in to
right.
things. And so he would have gladly paid for that bill.
Does he have pet insurance?
I have no idea.
You have a pet. You should have pet insurance.
I don't have pet insurance.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
I don't. Because every time I was like, when I was looking at it, like there's so many things that aren't covered by it. And I was
it's true. There's a lot that isn't covered by it, but what is like, if you have a, like Prince has kidney disease, so it's actually really good for me.
Good.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so the dog ate this stuff and she blamed Sandoval and she called him a dog murderer and they had this huge fight because they were all at their friend's house.
The dog's
house.
Not dead though, right?
Dog's alive. Dog's fine.
So the dog's alive. So he didn't murder the dog.
She called him an attempted dog murderer.
Oh, attempted dog murderer.
Yeah. But
okay.
The dog is alive. The dog is completely fine. Like it was
That's
an accident.
That's half her fault.
It's at least
half
her fault. I think it's her fault.
At least half
and so
her fault.
I said it was her fault because, you know, if you have a dog. And yeah, you know the dog gets
out.
Into things.
Okay.
Food? Chicken?
If you have a cat, don't leave glasses. Certainly don't leave full glasses.
Yes.
But basically, no unattended glasses can you ever leave out.
Right.
And Prince isn't even like that, but he's like more like kind of stupid about it and will like hit something over with his big ass, you know?
Exactly. So what your pets, you know, like what they can and can't be around.
Exactly.
And they had said that this dog gets into a lot of things. She's eaten paintballs before.
Oh, well, then you absolutely know that as soon as you're done with that, you have to... Firstly, wait.
I think it's
I'm
disgusting
sorry.
To leave the chicken next to the bed.
Wait, which means she was eating in bed.
She's eating in bed.
Which
and
I have a huge problem with.
Well, I can excuse that because if she's living with him, she doesn't want to be in the other parts.
Sure,
so
okay.
The bedroom is like her house,
yeah,
basically.
But I would sooner eat on the floor than eat in my bed.
I don't do that at all. So she's eating in the bed and then leaving without throwing that shit out.
Yeah.
Throw it out. Or put it in the fridge.
Also just leaving food around. I mean,
that's
just
nasty.
Leaving food around.
That is,
yeah.
It is wild to me that she tells this story.
People were mad that you just like said this?
Yes. And so
really?
It's wild to me that she tells this story and everyone is like, yeah, he's awful about the thing. And it's like, she's a fucking pig.
Right.
She left her shit out in front of her dog.
Yeah.
Like you don't do that. And if you...
Unless she had a genuine problem getting to the fridge, a mobility issue... There's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Also, they have an assistant in the house, so the assistant could have done it. Right. I know. So
what?
In this episode, they're at their friend's house together, and they haven't spoken since, I think, probably the reunion. And they're at
Tom and Ariana.
Yeah. And Ariana's being, like, awful toward him because she's mad at him for, like, so many different things and just most recently the dog thing. And then they start arguing about the dog thing, and she's freaking out. And then this one girl, Lala, is like, you have to have a productive conversation with him.
Yeah.
And she was like, why do I need to do that?
What's the point of talking?
And Lala, who has a kid with a guy, like, she had a guy cheat on her that, like, she was completely blindsided. Her life was turned upside down. She has a kid. And so, like, when you have a kid, you learn really quickly that, I mean, some people don't learn, but if you're looking out for the best interest of your child, you have to have communication with the other parent, like, in some capacity, you know, and you have to have a productive conversation, because if not, yeah, then that can hurt your kid. And in this case, she says that her dog is like her child. So the dog got hurt because she wasn't able to grow up.
Communicate with the person that she's living with, who cheated on her in some kind of devastating way. This person sounds very unserious to me. I know nothing about her.
Right.
But I'm not impressed with what I'm hearing.
Right.
No offense to her fans.
She's 37 years old, so it's a little bit, it's too much.
I feel like everybody's too old to be like standing her like that, right?
Oh, no. I mean, like, that she's 37, she should be able to talk to someone even if she 100%,
hates them. 100%, but I think this whole thing is a very immature kind of thing that seems to be playing out.
And so I said, because everyone was so pissed.
I don't know. I'm only responding to what I'm hearing.
I 100% you would be on my side because you.
I am so far. I'm
just telling you what happened, like the facts.
If I disagreed, I would disagree.
And I feel like I did give Ariana grace. I was like, well, I understand maybe she's eating in there because, you know, her, you know, she only feels comfortable.
Maggie didn't give her enough grace?
Huh?
Maggie didn't give her enough grace?
Oh, yeah. And then so
they were like, you need to give her grace.
I didn't read all of it.
Were people like saying you need to give her grace?
I didn't read it.
I bet they were.
They probably were. They were. So this is the thing that really pissed them off. And I knew it would piss people off. Mm-hmm. I know when something's going to probably piss someone off. And I weigh whether or not I still want to say it. And if I really believe in it, then I say it. I think that the division here is that people don't understand why Lala and Sheena, the only two mothers on the show, are so willing to have a cordial relationship with this person they work with, you know, the stuff about communication and Lala with her ex. And I was like, the world is made up of mothers and children. You either know how to be a mom or you're a kid.
Mom's both.
Sure, but
Madonna.
There's nothing.
Madonna is a mother and a child.
There's well, in those statues, the mother and child.
I'm talking about Madonna, not her old ass. Is it? Not the virgin, the fun one.
But she,
I would say that Madonna, speaking of taking over a name, Madonna did take over that name.
Oh, no one else can. Yeah,
you say Madonna in a church context, everybody thinks of Madonna.
I absolutely
100%.
And that's,
everyone,
that's
old people.
That's a big one to take totally. Over. That'd be like someone taking Jesus,
especially Catholic. Taking Jesus? That's probably why Catholics were so just disgusted by her.
That was what her real name was.
Even though she was like anti, or she was, you know, pro-life effectively in Papa Don't Preach.
But here's what I was going to say. The thing about Ariana, she said that her dog is like her child, and the world is made up of mothers and children. She's acting like a child. She wasn't acting like a mother. Mm-hmm. She wasn't taking care of her child.
Mm-hmm.
And
people slip, you know, it happens.
Sure, but it's been.
But then to blame it on somebody, you gotta take the little bit of the blame yourself.
But also,
it's your dog.
Even if she wants to feel like that, I should be able to have like an opinion about it.
Well,
and,
yeah.
And my opinion was correct.
Well,
because,
it sounds right to me. But also, you did say it knowing it might piss people off. So then when people are, it's like, of course you are.
I know. That's why I wasn't surprised at all.
That's why it separates, like, I mean, to me, it's like, it is annoying if you like, if you like say something and get a bunch of like a pile on it, makes you like regret doing it. It's awful and blah, 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 blah. But I'm also like judging like, yeah. And you're the kind of person who makes that argument. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just like you're judging me, I'm judging you back for getting so mad about this,
yes,
or for taking, because I know my stance. I don't just say stuff to say it.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. I specifically was not reading the comments, and Jamie was specifically subscribed to it and then copied and pasted the comments into a group
just
chat.
Just two of them. They seemed kind of mild to me,
but I
did not know what they meant at all.
Okay. Let me see what they meant. Let me see what they're.
Well, do you really want to
look at it? It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
But I didn't want him to keep sending stuff because it was too much.
I mean, this is perfect, actually. It's a perfect response.
So people, yeah.
The world is made up of mothers and children. So screw the rest of us childless nothings.
That's like, it's a Rorschach test. How, like, could, if that's, you possibly, what you see,
yeah, how could,
if,
you possibly,
if that's what you take away from that,
how could you possibly, I mean, to me it's very binary, whatever, but like, I wouldn't get mad about it.
But also, I'm not calling them childless, I'm calling them children.
Well,
they don't,
I think,
even,
you're
get
speaking
that,
to two major personality types, right? Those who nurture and those who kind of nurse.
It's also a little misandrous.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, it's, sure, it's loaded.
Line,
like,
yeah.
You could, like, you could get, you know, mad about it for those reasons, I guess, if you wanted to. But
also, it literally is true. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
mothers,
it is literally,
and children,
true. Yes.
Are what comprise the world.
Right.
Because that's everybody.
Right. And parents and children works. Fathers and children works as well.
Oh, wait. And then, yeah, the next one.
Maybe she doesn't have the right to her feelings because she doesn't have any children. Is that it?
About Ariana. I think that Ariana doesn't have a right to her feelings. And I never said that.
Of course,
I said
not.
That,
why would you say that?
Yeah, I said that.
Maybe they felt like you didn't honor her feelings sufficiently.
Yeah, but like,
that's not your job.
It's not my job. I'm watching a fucking reality show.
Exactly.
It's, and her, can, job, can, for me.
And
it's,
you're
actually,
literally allowed to pick the people whose feelings you invest in and take feelings from.
Right. But also, it's literally her job to allow me to have an opinion about her.
Yes.
So
100%.
That's like, and that, you know, that
line
going
one
into
of her
it.
Job description.
Right. So I just thought it was really wacky. And I just, like,
seems wacky.
Stand-em like that, I hate. I can't stand that. I can't stand the stand-em.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really annoying. But again, like, you know, it's a flurry of people, and I'm like, yeah, but you think Madame X is a good album,
well,
you know?
See,
like,
and this
I'm
is
better.
But also,
I know,
like,
I am.
I'll tell you, like, Beyonce stands don't bother me as much because I'm like, well, I get it. It's Beyonce.
Well, the Beehive is right. I mean,
the
Beehive can be annoying, but fundamentally, anybody who says that Beyonce isn't the greatest doing what she's doing.
Exactly.
I question your taste.
Exactly.
Question your perception.
And for someone to give that kind of stand-em to this girl because she got cheated on a reality show is
wild.
Wild.
Yes, that's not my cup of tea. That's not how I spend my time.
I wanted to tell you about I Think You Should Leave.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about it. But can we first talk about the eclipse?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I felt like whatever, you know, I just saw it. It looks kind of like a moon. People were traveling hours. I've never.
No, that was because we didn't get the splendor of it.
Right.
We didn't get the full coverage. The full coverage where you see the corona. The
yes.
Sun is, everyone says that that's amazing when it happens.
Yeah.
When they see that. And so that's what people were like traveling for.
I still think that, you know, that's not enough. But I
don't know. I mean, it was only like West New York. So that's
yeah,
not
but
that
then
bad.
And then people driving home in the traffic. No way for an eclipse. People, I've never seen people make a bigger deal out of an eclipse. Did I miss that or?
Maybe when we were younger, there may have been one, but not in our adult lifetime.
There have been eclipses. There was one in
2017
or something.
To the most.
There's every eclipse that comes is always somehow special in its own way. You know, people are always talking them up. This one is the closest or the brightest or the whateverest, you know? Just like there's a million different moons.
People got engaged at the
I saw your story.
And terrible
you
idea.
You went to McCarran Park, right?
Yeah, I went to McCarran Park with my friend Elizabeth and Judy, and then Una met us there. All of a sudden, people started cheering, and Elizabeth and I, like, looked at each other and we were like, oh no. And we put on our glasses like we thought we were missing. I was like,
right.
It's happening. Is it happening? And then we couldn't like figure it out. And then finally everyone was like looking back and then we saw it. I'll tell you this. First of all, getting engaged during an eclipse and during the eclipse, like not just eclipse week or eclipse season, is a horrible idea. Terrible.
Taking other people's attention away from this thing that they only see once every few years, if that.
No, because eclipses astrologically.
Is that true?
Yes. The eclipses are about endings. You're not supposed to make any big decisions. You're not supposed to start on anything new because it's not going to work out.
Okay.
Horrible idea to do that. Secondly, it was like, okay, now you're the main character of this eclipse. Like,
right. Well, that's what I was saying before.
Just taking away. Yeah. It's like trying to steal the thunder.
Yeah.
And I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah, fair enough.
You like fireworks more than eclipses?
Of course I like fireworks more. Who likes eclipses
more?
Oh,
I bet there's nerds.
I guess so. I bet. But I feel like fireworks have that in the bag.
For me, yeah.
They're so different. You know, they're so different. It's such a different experience.
All right, how about this? Christmas lights or fireworks?
Like which, I don't know. They're also very different.
I pick Christmas.
Like if I had to pick one to exist in the world.
Going to Diker Heights gives me more of a thrill.
Oh, more of a thrill. You're talking about like the visceral thrill. I don't have like crazy brain. I mean, it kind of sneaks up on you, I guess, but it's not crazy for me, the experience of watching fireworks at this point, but.
Yeah, but I love to look at beautiful, shiny things.
Yeah, and the way always that they move, too, that whole, like, thing that they
What's your favorite? I like the weeping willows the best. Oh, I think they're so elegant.
No, I actually, I get it, but I like things more with, like, that are, like, dots and then the halo. I like that kind of stuff. Or when they, like, kind of, like, melt, it'll be, like, a big puff, and then it kind of, like, melts.
I was always under the impression, because of Annie, that you could get a firework that spells your name.
They make them?
Well, because at the end of Annie, they're watching fireworks, and then the fireworks spell Annie, and I just
Do the fireworks in the sky spell Annie? Okay. And are they real fireworks?
No. It's so crazy that Annie doesn't have a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know. It has, like, I was thinking about that recently.
A bad rating.
No,
how
it's,
dare you not
it was,
like it?
It was poorly reviewed. People mostly didn't like it when it came out. I mean, I was a child, so... Okay, do you want to talk about, I think you should leave?
Yeah, it was so much fun. I was very, very high, so right. I'm glad I took notes because I don't remember a lot of it. There was a lot of guests that came on. Tim and Zach, the writer, they came out first, and like the house like came down for them. Like they got standing O's, and then when Sam Richardson, the baby pageant host guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When he came out, he got a standing ovation, and then Seth Meyers came out and people were like, yeah. Uh-huh. It's funny.
Is Seth Meyers in I Think You Should Leave?
No, but he was head writer of SNL when those guys were writers at SNL.
Okay.
And Patty Harrison, she was like doing a character the whole time, and then Whitmer Thomas came out and he was doing a character the whole time. Like he was just like pretend, or he was really just restringing his guitar the entire time while everyone else talked.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, and then Paul Rudd came out as a surprise, but I have to tell you that the whole thing, the whole set, and like the things, the stupid shit they had planned reminded me a lot of just us in our podcast. Like they were just doing our podcast, but like, you know, high end.
Right.
And they also put things for sale, like a jar of olives for like $97, which is like a regular ass jar. And people were buying it.
That's crazy.
And then they were making jokes about it. And they were like, oh, why would a jar of olives cost $97? And they were like, well, you buy it at $3 and then you sell it at $97. That's a big return. It's like the like format of the show. They just had like a couple couches on the stage and Whitmore Thomas. They were supposed to be like hanging out and there was drinks and everything like on the tables. They were supposed to watch a skit that didn't get aired, like that got cut. And then they have to take a vote of like, should it have been cut or not? And
right.
like, obviously no one says it should have been cut because they were all fucking so good.
Yeah.
So then, and then they had songs. They wrote songs.
Okay.
And Whitmore Thomas, that's like at the very end, Tim sang like two songs. I recorded some of the audio of one of them.
Okay.
And they're like your songs.
Uh-huh.
And then...
I mean, I'm sure they're funnier, you know?
Don't put yourself
Tim Robinson.
Down.
Well, I'm sure Tim Robinson can write a funnier song than I can.
Maybe he wouldn't make me laugh as hard.
Right. But, you know, I just have I happen to have a good audience.
Oh, one of the things that they kept doing whenever any of them would come out, like the people who like worked on the show. So like Sam and Tim and Zach and Patty, and people would like, you know, give them a standing ovation. They would all say it in the same way. They would go, that's really nice. Sit down. This guy named Bruce Buckles. They invited this guy named Bruce Buckles out.
Uh-huh.
Tim like gave an introduction. He's like, all right, guys, we have this guy coming out. He's like a new comic. He's like, he's just starting this. You have to be nice to him. You cannot be mean to him. Come on out. And it was this guy, Bruce Buckles. And I thought it was going to be a whole joke, but no, it was the guy. It was just, and he really is new. And he was really funny though, because he was so excited to be up on the stage with them. Oh, Whitmore Thomas had a soundboard and he would just punch the things every once in a while. They were real pain in the ass at Beacon Theater about
About recording?
Yeah, about cameras.
Wow.
I got yelled at twice for taking a picture.
That's so annoying because you know what? Kate Bush was like that, and then she just decided not to release her 2015 concert. So you just never, she just released the audio, and it was like, yeah, I would rather not hear you sing these songs in 30 years on voice than watch you put stage them.
Right.
I have suspicions, you know, about why she didn't.
Why?
I think it was, might have been a vanity thing.
Oh.
No, she released The Voice. She was okay with putting The Voice out there. Oh. And
why does she not look very good?
No, she looks great, but she also looks older. So was Tim like freaking out and screaming or anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's he was doing his thing. Yeah.
Well, no, not entirely. No. I mean, I guess in the clips he definitely was.
Right, but not on stage.
He was being exaggerated. They were all doing a thing, but he wasn't doing like a character. They were being themselves. I mean, I thought that they did a good job at making it seem like they were hanging out together in front of you, and I liked that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, so many people were wearing Dan Flash's shirts.
Oh, I
and
bet.
Also, do you know that Dan Flash's is a real place?
It's not. No, there is a place that's like Dan Flash's, but
no,
Dan Flash's.
Called Dan Flash's. No, it Look
does,
it up.
It does not exist. If it does, it's a result of the show.
No.
Yes.
No, it's complicated patterns.
No, for sure. Dan Flash's. Yeah, this is like a result of the show. This is not real. Okay, well, speaking of games, I thought it would be fun, and because I really like these sound clips a lot, to play a little game with listeners. I'll play you a list of things that Mia Farrow rattles off in her 1997 memoir.
What Falls Away.
What Falls Away. And then you can guess. You can just think to yourself or say it out loud. We won't hear you. What's the organizational, you know, what's the gel? What are these things she's listing? What is the origin of these things? What are they? Why is she listing them? In what context? What are they attributed to? You know, it's like playing like a pyramid or something.
Oh, what she's describing?
What she lists things a lot. One of the things she does in this book, she's very self-consciously poetic.
Yes.
Wait, what
I
is it?
I think that she lists things probably because she had a word count.
Probably.
We did that.
But there. But I took 10 different examples of it, and they're really wacky.
Okay.
So I'll just play the things, and then people can guess to themselves, and then I'll tell them what it is. And you can play along too, but you've read it, so. Okay, ready?
My first communion prayer book with the pearl cover, some doll's eyes, a piece of blue eggshell, almost all the parts from my first watch, including the changeable colored bands that you could wear as bracelets, a parrot feather from Mexico, a real silver bullet, my dead turtle's dried up shell, a pen and pencil set that was too good to use, the thumbtack my brother Johnny had stuck in my foot when I was asleep, 3 Irish coins, a painted fan, a desiccated beetle, our collie Billy's tooth.
I know what she's describing. That's the contents of a drawer, right?
Yes. See, I have the full clip, so.
But, like, also, who remembers what was in their drunk drawer? Their junk drawer, like, 30 years ago.
Well, she goes on to say this is when she found out she had polio.
Yeah.
And these were her earthly possessions that she then divvied up amongst her 6 siblings, I believe, including Tisa Farrow, who I love because she's in Zombie, the Lucio Fulci movie. And then didn't she quit and become, like, a... something, right? She's like a psychologist or something, I think.
Oh, is she?
Yes. So I have the full context.
Beside my bed was a pretty miniature wooden chest with flowers and birds painted all over it. I kept my best stuff in the drawers. My first communion prayer book with the pearl cover.
I loved a lot of this book.
Yeah.
Like I think she's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Amputations, nuns, God, the devil. Especially the devil, certain diseases, but mainly leprosy, and my nannies, all of them, even Mary Red Sox, who only came on weekends. Saying or doing something that would make
Mary
my
Red
mother
Sox.
Or father love me less, or that my parents or my siblings would die, vacuum cleaners, killing someone, getting lost, and grown-ups in general, not including Eileen, of course, or Jess the gardener, or our neighbor, Mr. Boyer.
The people she's met?
No, that's things she's afraid of. Or was afraid of.
I wonder what my life would have been like had I not been afraid of so many things. Sitting on that school bus, I was afraid,
people,
in
no
particular
things.
Order, of
okay, was it Mary Red Sox that she died and went to the funeral of?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, there's somebody. So it was like, it was one of her nannies. Yeah, ready? Like one of the long-standing ones, because she comes from wealth. Her dad was a director and her mother was a famous movie star.
That same week, someone called to tell me that she had died. I went to the funeral parlor to say goodbye. I worried that they might have fixed her face funny, put makeup on her, or given her a strange smile or something. She looked all right. Dead, but all right.
That needs to go in the soundboard.
Okay, here's the next category. What are these things?
Okay.
What's the grouping? What's the organizing principle? Why is she saying these words together?
A beautiful hermaphrodite. A scientist, a woman who resembled George Washington, and a dapper little man, El Capitan, as he was called, who had an accent, wore a uniform from no known place, and was usually accompanied by an ocelot.
What's an ocelot? Is that a kind of bird?
No, it's like a kind of cat, I think. Like a big kind of wildish cat.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Real big. Second largest spotted cats in South America. That sucks. I hate that people do that, but it was the 60s. Do you remember what that was?
What?
What that group was?
Oh, the wait, group of the things? Hermaphrodite?
Yeah.
The woman who looked
like George Washington.
Is she describing a woman?
No, she's describing a bunch of people. She's describing Dali's entourage because she was friends with Salvador Dali throughout his life, apparently.
Yeah.
And they ate butterfly wings together. You remember that when she talked about that?
But they ate them?
Yes. She said, okay. We dined out on butterfly wings. He also, I think that rupture came actually when she got pregnant. And she said that Dali, what did she say about him? She said that Dali, he continued to refer to the children after they were born as embryos. And, he thinks the proportions of babies are grotesque. That's the other thing.
Oh, no, I like the proportion of babies.
Me too. I think it's just so weird that he
grossed
said
out
that.
By it?
Totally.
My retainer first, the mortification. Coins rolling every which way, pictures of my horse, parts of a green donut.
Parts of a green donut?
Jars of baby food for my cat, chapstick, my glasses, tampons, bubblegum, candy, keys.
These are the...
Backpack?
Contents of her bag, yes, when she met Frank Sinatra.
Minutes later, I was invited to join them, and of course I did immediately, but I was so nervous that I spilled the contents of my straw bag all over the floor in front of Frank Sinatra and under his chair and into one of my Wellington boots, too. I scrambled to pick stuff up, my retainer first.
She is always, there's always something with her.
How does she remember the color of her donut?
I know.
You know?
Oh, 100%. She is. Yeah, I think she's talking about Amanda Lear.
Who's that?
You know Amanda Lear. She went out with. She was like Dali's muse. She had a singing career that was like pretty successful. You know, she was a star in Europe.
Is she trans?
Well, she never. She's not out as such, and she's been asked about it, but then
and
a bunch of...
what did she say?
She says that she's not. I think it was the Daily Mail looked up, like, her birth certificate, or maybe her... she denied it. Insisting it was never more than a myth to gain publicity, a PR campaign whose architect, she said, was Dali. But she's not out as such. And actually, Mary Lambert, the director, directed a movie about Dali featuring... Ezra Klein?
Okay.
No, not Ezra Klein. Ezra, you know who I'm talking about.
Miller?
Yes. Well, who cares about that? That's a Tangent. Back on track. So she's denied it. French, British, and Italian newspapers and magazines in the 60s, 70s, and more recently in 2008 and 11, and a 2016 an article in La Stampa included passport details and an alleged reproduction of a copy of Lear's birth certificate, which states that she was given the name Alan Maurice Louis René Top on 18th of June, 1939 in Saigon. The article included a supposed picture of Lear before her alleged transition. So I think that's who Mia Farrow is talking about. We have some corrections.
Oh.
Not to correct you, but Marla Hooch did not sing Crazy. She sang It Had to Be You. Yes.
Well, she could have killed Crazy.
That's true. It was such a realistic image that I was like, yeah. Also, the wine thing. I said dopamine. You know, when I was talking about that study that found that more expensive wine tastes better to people. So it does. That's what it is. It that's what it gauged. This is the Forbes article about the study from 2017. If I give you two glasses of wine and tell you one costs $50 a bottle and the other $10 a bottle, which one are you more likely to say tastes better? As plenty of studies have shown, the writer is David DeSalvo. As plenty of studies have shown, the $50 wine is probably going to win the taste test, and that's true even if both glasses are really the same wine. A new brain imaging study shows that this is much more than a matter of preference. Our brain is wired to fall for the trick. Study volunteers were first shown bottles of wine with prices clearly marked and then given a small amount to drink while they were in an MRI scanner. For each wine, they were asked to rate the taste on a 9-point scale. The wine prices shown to the participants ranged between 3 to 18 euros, the equivalent of about $4 to $22 then. But in reality, the wine was the same and cost about $14. As predicted, the volunteers rated the allegedly higher priced wine as tasting better than the allegedly cheaper wine. The MRI scan showed that when those evaluations were made, two parts of the volunteers' brains experienced greater activity, the medial prefrontal cortex and the ventral striatum. Striatum? That's important, because these two areas are especially involved in evaluating expectations and seeking rewards. When we see a higher price, our brain links the price to greater expectation of reward, which changes our perception, in this case, taste.
I wasn't listening, sorry.
Are you kidding?
I feel like you got it on camera, I'll see it.
Okay, well, I thought for you, since you like some of the finer things, I thought you'd in particular find this interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, I bet I could taste wine and tell you which one costs more.
Cost more.
Yeah, but also
I don't know.
I know that sometimes a $10 wine is better than a very expensive wine.
Right.
So I think I have a taste for the finer things because the finer things
have a taste for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do like, but if like someone, you know, in those like lineups of like, you know, what costs more, and it'll be like a lot of dresses that are like similar, I can always tell which one costs the most. Yeah. Or if like there's like a roundup of like, like ballet flats that are in for this season, I could always see the luxury one.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
The taste thing is different though, I think.
Yeah, guys almost always like the luxury one.
Right.
Because it's the best made.
But I think it's different than visual.
Oh,
you know?
I thought you meant like taste, like my like taste. Like style.
Yes. No, this is literally taste buds. This is literally like, it's more expensive wine tastes better.
Well, no, don't you think it's their brains tricking them?
Yeah, that's the point of the study.
My brain can't be tricked by fraudulent bitches.
Well, it'd be interesting if you took this study, if you were able to identify it. There are going to be some people who can or are totally dead on the whole time. I'm like that with audio. Like I can tell I do really well on uncompressed audio versus compressed audio tests.
That sounds autistic.
You think?
Yes.
I think it's just somebody who likes music.
Okay.
Yeah. How so?
Because it's about a technical thing and it's a sensory thing.
I guess so. I guess it's kind of like savant-like in a way. Sure. I get that. I'm good at it. I'm not going to apologize. Call it what you want. I can hear it. I'm good at using chopsticks too.
Could you catch a fly?
Well, I can't catch a fly with my hand. You know? So the chopsticks aren't going to help in that matter. But if I could, I could.
It would be cool if you did.
Right. Well, something, I guess, goals, you know?
Are you going to try to learn how to do that?
Well, maybe in the abstract.
You would feel weird about killing a fly for no reason, right?
No, I don't really want flies in my house.
Okay, all right. Sometimes you're...
It depends. Sometimes I feel bad about bugs. I mean, yeah. I often feel bad about bugs because it's like, who am I? You know, to be like determining whether you get to live or die.
It's true. I feel a little bit like that as well. It's like, yeah. Get out of my house.
It's also like, get out of my house. And if I don't kill you, you're going to like have a million babies. So
yes.
Sorry, it's not working out for us. But I don't hate you. You're just trying to exist. One last thing. You know, on the Mama June from Not the Hot subreddit, do you ever go on it?
Yeah.
They are so petty. They just like pick apart this family, every little thing.
I know.
One of the things that, which by the way is like understandable,
right?
But still, one of somebody reported in a comment during her live sale last night, Pumpkin said, "My face is beak red." That is so good. I love that someone took note of it.
What like bird do you think she's seen have a red beak?
I don't know, like a toucan. Some of it's red, right? Toucan Sam,
a red beak
bird.
I think
he's got like a red stripe or two. No, he's got some red. It's actually rainbow.
But
even when it wasn't rainbow, yeah, he was looking very gay. Even when it was a rainbow, it always had red. It's like magenta, pink, red, orange. The part where his eye is blue, and then his body is white. And his wings, which aren't even really wings because they're hands, and bottom part, which doesn't have nothing, is blue. And then he has a tail.
Weird that he has hands.
I know. Well, he was like, he could, they're
it does look like it looks like one of those outfits that like the gloves are attached to it. It's like all one thing.
I mean, is he eating the cereal? He might need to have hands in order to use the spoon.
Is he eating the cereal? When I was younger, I always kind of thought that they were made from him.
What were the Fruit Loops? They're loops on his beak.
Yeah. I thought that he was the,
like, what's the implication that we're eating beak?
But also
that sounds like Dali chewing on beaks.
But also, like, cows would do, you know, milk commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
This is a handsome bird. Red beak bird.
That is, I like that.
Right?
It's got the cheeks.
More orange there, but maybe it looks red in person.
That, I would call that red. I wouldn't argue with somebody who, that's like red orange.
This one's scary. I don't like this bird at all.
Well.
I don't like him at all. He has a hemorrhoid eye. His eyes look like a his hemorrhoid
butt.
His
eye is beak red.
His eye is butt red.
Okay. Enough of that.
Yes. On the bonus, we're going to talk a little bit about cicadas. I have like some stuff to talk about that with you.
And also
Kate Beckinsale. I really want to talk about Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
There's some weirdness going on with her.
Okay.
There's like, she's been in the hospital for a long time and she Weird. Keeps like releasing things to Page Six about it. And Page Six keeps like covering her. And uh-huh. It's like, why is Page Six covering her? She has like some kind of deal with them or something. But her coverage in Page Six is funny. So I'm just going to read you like headlines.
Okay. We also didn't explain why there is no song contest winners this week.
The contest has been extended.
Yeah.
So we'll lucky do it next for week. You. All right, patreon.com/potpsychology.
Bonus to hear she's going to be talking about Kate Beckinsale and cicadas.
Yeah.
And I have stuff, too,
You're
that I haven't gotten to.
You're not going
to
want to miss it.
And I have stuff, too. Wait, there's another Desiree thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she's been on a tear about Inside Edition lately.
Oh.
So this is actually good. All right, okay. We're going to do this on the bonus.
Yeah, patreon.com/potpsychology.
Yeah, it, sorry, my edible kicked in.
I think we're done.
Oh, bye.
Bye.